Today is May 13, 2021. It's approximately 9:30 a.m. This is the matter of file number Z0119-21-C, conditional use. This is a land use hearing concerning a conditional use application for a personal use airport. My name is Carl Cox. I'm a private attorney appointed by the Clackamas County Board of Commissioners as hearings officer with authority to conduct this hearing and make a determination in this matter. At this time, I'm going to turn the hearing to the county to provide an explanation for participation in the hearing via Zoom. Please proceed.
Right, thank you, Mr. Cox. Good morning. I'm Clay Glasgow, planning staff. Also with us this morning is Darcy as our moderator. Now, I'm going to read this just verbatim. This is just part of the record. We need to do it, so just bear with me for a minute or two, please. All right, so Clackamas County is abiding by social distancing requirements during the coronavirus pandemic, so this public hearing will be conducted virtually using the Zoom platform. Panelists for today's hearing, which includes a hearings officer, county staff, and the applicant, have both audio and video capability. Audience members who have joined the meeting will have their mics muted unless they wish to testify, in which case they will be called upon to do so by the county staff moderator, that's Darcy. Audience members' video will not be turned on at any time. Today's hearing is being recorded as required by law. The county will make every effort to post the recording on the county website as soon as possible. There is a designated time during the hearing when it will be open for testimony. The hearing officer will make it clear when this is. If you want to provide testimony, you will utilize the raise hand feature. And depending on how familiar you are with Zoom, you may have to search around for this, or you can just do this, and Darcy will notice. When the moderator switches you over to provide testimony, your screen will look different for a bit. Primarily, you will see all participants' cameras, not just the one who is speaking. Staff will call upon you when it is time for you to provide testimony. Be sure to provide your name and mailing address when you begin. This so it's also so we can make a complete record and send you a copy of the decision. Once you have provided your testimony, your mic will be muted and your screen will be returned to normal. If the record is left open at the end of this hearing and you wish to submit additional written testimony, email that written testimony or snail mail it to me, and I'm going to put up a slide showing where you can send it either by email or regular post. People who testify and provide their mailing addresses will receive a copy of the hearings officer's written decision. If you do not wish to testify but would still like to receive the decision, please provide your email or standard mailing address to me through one of those locations I'm going to show you in a few minutes here. And that's it. Back to you, Mr. Cox.
Thank you. For the record, this is a quasi-judicial land use hearing, which means two important things for those participating in this hearing. First, all of the criteria that can be used in reaching a decision have been identified in the staff report. Testimony, arguments, and evidence must be directed towards the criteria identified in the staff report or other relevant criteria that the person believes applies to the decision. Accordingly, please direct your testimony to a relevant approval criterion. Second, failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the decision maker and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue may preclude appeal to the Oregon Land Use Board of Appeals on that issue. Failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the local government or its designee to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in circuit court. Once final, this decision may be appealed to the Oregon Land Use Board of Appeals. I've received no ex parte contact in this matter, which means no one contacted me outside of these proceedings to try to persuade me concerning a fact or an issue which will be present in this hearing. I have considered matters of bias or conflict and I've concluded that I have no bias or conflict of interest in this matter whatsoever. The county is making a record of this hearing, and that record is available through the county. I will ask the county to begin the hearing by presenting evidence and the staff report that the county wishes me to consider in making a determination in this matter. I will afford the applicant a similar opportunity to present evidence, testimony that the applicant wants me to consider in this. I will then provide an opportunity for members of the general public to similarly provide evidence or testimony that the general public wants me to consider, I may provide an opportunity for either the county or the applicant to answer questions or rebut issues that come up through this testimony. Please proceed.
Thank you, Clay, again, Clay Glasgow Planning Staff. Okay, the staff report is out and issued. It's probably 20 pages long. The hearings officer has had a chance to look at it. There's no need for me to read through the staff report at this hearing. I think we all know why we're here. What I'm going to try to do instead is summarize. And I've got a PowerPoint that I put together real quick. And this is going to be a pretty brief summary. I can get a little too brief at times. Because of that, when it's your turn to speak, if you have any questions at all about anything involved with this application and staff report or anything else, please ask. All right, so let me see. Thanks, Darcy. I can share. All right. Okay, so here we are. This is file number Z0119-21-C. Today is the 13th, 9:30, time set aside for this hearing. This is a conditional use hearing to consider application for a personal use airport using existing hayfield for takeoffs and landings of small aircraft. The property is on Springwater Road, east of South Fisher's Mill Road, kind of between Estacada and Redland. I'm going to show you on a map here a little bit. It's about 38, 40 acres in size. There's a house and a barn in place or an outbuilding of some kind. It's zoned EFU, exclusive farm use. This area of the county is generally on acreage properties, non-intensive farming. There's also scattered woodlots, as there's also rural residential in there. Just as a side note, I noticed there's also an existing personal use airport on property about a half mile to the east. As mentioned, it's zoned EFU, exclusive farm use. So here's our subject property right in the middle here. I tried to get a big enough area so we could get some perspective. Here's Redland over here, here's Estacada. This is McIver, for those of you who frequent that area, just to give you a clue where it is. Let me zoom in on this a little bit. You can see the property is somewhat irregular in shape, but that's ameliorated by size of the property. It's 38.5 acres. Here it is from an aerial, zoomed in again. You can see the house, the barn. This is Fisher's Mill out here, yeah, Springwater Road. This is a site plan. This is an unusual site plan for us to be looking at. We don't typically look at airports. And what you've got here is an aerial, the property outline. Here's the proposed airstrip itself in that red color. Coming off the either end is the approach surface. That's an imaginary three-dimensional surface that is used for obvious reasons and needs to be kept clear of obstructions. As far as criteria that apply, again, this is all in the staff report in much greater detail. Section 1203 of the Clackamas County Zoning and Development Ordinance is the code section that deals with conditional use, and it's how we get to all the other applicable criteria for a conditional use application. There are six standards, there are six criteria in Section 1203 for the county to consider when looking at a conditional use application. All six of these criteria must be met in order to approve the application. If even one fails, the application needs to be denied. And as I mentioned, through 1203, we get to the other applicable sections, which include, in this case, the EFU zone, Section 401, a couple of the 1000 sections regarding site development, and Section 707, which I'm going to talk about in just a second. So the first criterion to look at for conditional use, there's six. The first one we look at, the applicant needs to show and the county needs to be able to find that the use is in fact listed as a conditional use in the underlying zoning district. This is EFU Section 401, Table 1 in 401 lists uses allowed in the, EFU zone. And under conditional uses include something called personal use airports for airplanes and helicopter pads, including associated hangars, maintenance, and service facilities subject to A1 and F5 of Section 40105. This proposal involves personal use airport with no hangar. These subsections deal with, and again, the staff report goes into further detail, but talks about interfering with farm or forest uses on adjacent properties, and I made findings that this will not. So this first criterion is satisfied. Second criterion, you've got to show that the site itself is suitable for the proposed use, considering a variety of dimensional standards, natural features, and that kind of thing. Basically, We isolate this property in space as if it was all alone. Can this property support an airport, irrespective of what else is going on around it? Can this particular property support this use, which is a person use airport, and made findings in favor of that? Third criterion needs to be shown, county needs to find that development is consistent with subsection 1007 of our code. This is the transportation element of our zoning code and deals with both concurrency and safety. Concurrency, it needs to be shown that the existing surface transportation network is adequate to serve the proposed use or can be made adequate through conditions of approval on this conditional use permit. This was pretty easy in this case because the proposed use is not expected to generate any additional surface road traffic. Safety also must be considered in this, and I got comments from our own traffic engineering department, and they didn't see any safety issues related to the existing driveway out onto Springwater Road, site distance, that kind of thing. So the third criterion is met. Fourth criterion, and this is the one that's usually elicits the most interest from neighbors. The proposed use will not alter the character of the surrounding area in a manner that substantially limits, impairs, or precludes the use of those properties, for their primary use is allowed in the zoning district in which surrounding properties are located. This piece of ground is inside and surrounded by exclusive farm use zoning. Allowed use is an exclusive farm use, or what you might expect, farming. Forest practices also, just generally resource-based uses, both natural and farming and forestry. I went through findings in the staff report. The applicant addressed this in great detail. It took 20 pages to talk about in the staff report, but frankly, the biggest potential impact here is noise. We know that these are airplanes, you know, coming in and taking off. There's not going to be any additional vehicle traffic, particularly there's no lights. There's no people coming to the site. It's just the planes going up and down, and it's going to make some noise. The applicant addressed this, I think, successfully by pointing out existing noise in the area, both from surface traffic along Springwater and adjoining streets, and also existing agricultural operations. There are airplanes, particularly in the forms of helicopters, involved in farming related uses here, spraying and harvesting, as is common on the farm area. And the applicant's contention is the additional noise from this potential use, proposed use here, this airstrip will be minimal and in fact just masked by existing noise. And the application convinced staff that this would in fact be the case. All right, so the fifth criterion, A, B, C, D, E. Fifth is comprehensive plan policies. And these are the big, broad statements. I dealt with that a little bit in the staff report, certainly more than I did here. But as far as land use, it is agricultural, farm. That element is in Chapter 4. Transportation, I dealt with public facilities and services. Just briefly touched on those and found that I was able to meet all those criteria. Then the final criterion, the proposed use must comply with any applicable requirement of the zoning district and any overlay zoning districts. So in this case, it's the exclusive farm use zone, which findings have already been made to support that, and any overlay districts. That would typically be natural features such as habitat, a floodplain, that kind of thing, none of which apply here. I did note section 707, looking on the assessor's map for this, and I'm not sure I have an assessor's map. I don't, but the assessor's map show this property as being crossed by the Barlow Road, the old Barlow Trail. And it surprised me when I saw it because I helped with that project, the mapping of that. So I delved into it, and sure enough, let me get back to where I was. All right, can everybody see this heavy dashed line? This is the approximate trail of the old Barlow Road segment of the Oregon Trail back in the day. And the assessor's map shows it on the south side of Springwater here, when in fact it's on the north side. Subject property is about here, about where that little plus sign is. And the assessor's map shows it crossing the property when in fact it's on the north side. And I delved into the background site check information on this, and this map is correct. The assessor's map is wrong, but just for the record, I wanted to get that out there. And with that, I'll go back to where I was. Hang on, fumbling around a little bit here. So with that, we just went through to conclude here. The applicant proposed a personal use airport to use an existing hayfield for takeoffs and landings of small aircraft per the ODA, Oregon Department of Aviation, who commented and submitted written testimony to this. The airport is allowed for visual flight VFR use only, not instrument landings or takeoffs, meant for use by the property owner. And staff feels that the applicant has adequately addressed the conditional use criteria, particularly that with respect to impacts, potential impacts on area properties, and is recommending approval. Now, while I'm thinking about it, anybody here wants to submit testimony after this hearing, please send it here. Probably it's quick, it's just email it to me, clayg@clackamas.us, and that way it'll get to me directly instead of having to, you know, wend its way through the building to get to me. Or you can just mail it in. That's fine too. And it'll get there. And also, if you don't wish to testify but still want a copy of the staff report, contact me at one of these places so I can get you a copy of the decision. Excuse me. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to the hearings officer.
All right. I'd like to provide an opportunity for the applicant to discuss a couple of things. I want to make sure that the applicants had an opportunity to review the conditions of approval in the staff report, and that also includes the recommendation of the staff for approval here. Have you had an opportunity to review the conditions of approval?
Yes, I have. In my opinion, that all seems very reasonable.
Okay. Just want to make sure we touch on that. And did you have anything that you would like to add to the county's presentation?
Just comment that I don't think I listed in the application. This is my first conditional use application. I'm not familiar with how the process works, but definitely wanted to make you aware that I have reached out and discussed this application with my two bordering neighbors that run cattle. One gentleman to the west of me, John Reel, owns there's three big fields to the west of me. He owns two of those that he runs cows on and hays. We've had discussions on this as a plan for quite a long time. And he was in favor of it. He didn't have any concerns. You can see, yes, that big open area to the west of there. And that is where all of the operations are expected to happen. I know on the site map with the runway surface area and the safety overlay zone, it shows it going both directions, but with the prevailing winds and the topography, takeoffs would be to the west and landings would be from the west. So all of that safety zone to the east would basically never be used. The only way that I expect that would ever come into play is if there was a major unexpected wind shift and I had to come back home from the other direction. So all of the operations are expected to be to the west with and in compliance with the FAA pattern, you know, approach and landing would be off to the west and then on that north side of the strip, basically over the open hay fields. John, again, was very supportive of that. Immediately south of the property, the two cleared areas there, one's a hay field and the one your cursor's over now. Another of my neighbors is putting cattle in. He and I have been working on rebuilding that fence that was damaged in the fires last year. And we've had discussions on this. And he also has no concerns about running his cattle or having any impact from the proposed use with his cows bordering that side of the property. Wanted to let everybody know that I have talked to the people that I believe would have a potential impact, and we've discussed it, and they didn't have any issues that they relate to me.
Okay. Thank you for the comments there. At this time, I'd like to invite members of the public who would like to provide comments or testimony or evidence for me to consider at this. Use the raise hand feature if you'd like to speak.
So there's, Darcy, I see two attendees, one's Denard, one's Ward. So if either of you folks want to talk, this is your chance. So please chime in. If you're having trouble finding the raise hand feature, look across the bottom of the Zoom screen, or for certain Apple products, for some reason, it goes up and down on the left side. But if you just run your cursor along the bottom of the Zoom screen, it'll light up a toolbar.
You're not required to provide testimony, however.
No.
Okay.
I'm not seeing any hands.
Okay. I have had an opportunity to review the staff report, the staff recommendation, the related conditions of approval. I find that the applicant, that this application for a personal use airport should be approved, subject to the recommended conditions of approval as stated. I'll issue a written order consistent with today's hearing, the county staff report, and the statement I just made. Any questions about that? That order will be issued within 21 days, likely sooner. And with that, that concludes the record of this hearing. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Clay, can you stick around for just a minute?
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't have any choice. Yeah. You're free to leave, Mr. Halls.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate everybody's time and assistance on this.
Thanks.
Okay.
Carl, I think me and Darcy are going to be talking about the next hearing, so you may need to bow out.
I'm going to drop off.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, let's see.